Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today, we're joined by Ignas Jurkonis. He is an entrepreneur, CEO, and co-founder of NCS Group, a group of companies serving one purpose, exceptional and customized freight forwarding services. And Mr. Jurkonis, thanks for joining us here today on EPN.
Hello, Eric, and thank you for having me.
You're certainly more than welcome. Our pleasure. Thanks for your time. So tell us about your newest endeavor, NCS Group. Quite fascinating. As a former employer of United Parcel Service, I'd like to hear all the details here.
Absolutely. So NCS Group is the first project I started in the United States. I moved here 4 years ago. And just, you know, after looking for something new, I started to acquire companies and merging them together. So NCS Group is a freight forwarding business that is basically solving the most common supply chain problems for big corporations. So today I'm working with Walgreens, L'Oreal, Colgate, Pfizer, companies like that. And I'm considering this as a boutique approach, deeply integrated solutions, going deeply into understanding the client's needs and client's problems.
Well, congratulations to you on making this happen. Certainly a need in the market. I have no doubt about that. Now, if you would also give us a brief background of your business history and path to help us to get to know you better.
Absolutely. So for the last 16 years, I was traveling all around. I was a resident in 6 countries, 3 continents, and mostly working I would call myself as a corporate entrepreneur. So I was managing as CEO all corporations, big business, and then finding ways to make something new, to create something new, to develop new concepts, and then just multiply within the group. So at the same time, I had multiple charity events. I'm supporting a lot of entrepreneurs all around the world. And then, you know, just helping out. And I believe in people's purpose and their talent. So trying to find that all around.
Certainly appreciate your sharing some of the highlights there. Much appreciated. Now, another question for you, getting back to NCS. How did you become the CEO of NCS and why now? That would be even a bigger question.
So I had some friends in transportation industry in America, and they introduced me to this industry of trucking and freight forwarding and truckloads, partial loads. And just, you know, absorbing that, I found this industry probably not as modern or old-fashioned, but with very deep roots, historic roots, and part of America's culture. And living at that time in Los Angeles and Miami, being around the most creative people, I think, in the world, working on those brands for consumer goods, new sneakers, new lifestyle brands. I said, why don't I try just to merge them together? Why can I call someone to join the team in trucking and to make it new and cool? And can we get this coolness factor into this business?
Makes sense, and why not? Today we're joined by Ignas Jurkonis. He is an entrepreneur and the CEO and co-founder of NCS Group, a group of companies serving one purpose, exceptional and customized freight forwarding services. He's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Ignas, if you would, tell us about the COVID relief efforts of NCS and why this is also specifically important to you as well.
So it was actually a very interesting story within our organization. So I have this policy for all the company truck drivers that is called no force dispatch, meaning that whenever my driver feels unsafe on the road, he feels tired, or he doesn't want to go somewhere because of safety reasons, they can just refuse the load and I will find someone to, you know, to change him. Now, when COVID happened, I am serving, you know, pharmacies and retail stores as Walgreens. We cannot stop servicing them. We have to make sure that we have shelves full of supplies. And, you know, some of the drivers and their families start to be scared of going to pandemic, you know, epicenters as New York or California. So we were trying to find a way of their purpose. So I said, why don't we do something nice together? And we offered 50 trucks as a free freight for hospitals all around America. And it was actually amazing how their families supported those drivers. And they saw a heroic, meaningful support for the communities. And actually, my driver started to ask for that freight. So it was great how we can combine, you know, the business commitment with something purposeful and heroic. You know, it was a very interesting project.
Yeah, for sure on that. And just keep doing what you're doing. And we also appreciate your leadership role in those regards as well. Now, I understand you're a teacher at USC. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, so I'm very interested in psychology. I found a lot of answers in business, you know, just studying, analyzing the human nature, analyzing people and their needs and differences. So one thing I do, I teach, that's my hobby, and it's politics, power, and influence. That's a topic that I found so many answers on situations, everyday situations, not only in business, in life, in families. Just explanation how we act. Are we aware enough of what we do? Do we have enough purpose? And are we prepared and mindful about those things? So, yeah, psychology is something that I use every day as my leadership tool, and power and influence. It's something that helps me to avoid any manipulation, but at the same time to have very aligned expectations with all my team and have the mutual goal and mutual respect and communication. So, yes, that's something that I use as the main tool.
Sounds like you're a go-getter and you stay awfully busy, and nothing wrong with that. In conclusion, any business insights or lessons that you could relay to our listeners here today, a few tips, that would be great.
You know, if I had one lesson just to share, would be probably think about any organization, no matter if it's a business or government organization, about just a group of people communicating every day and having millions of conversations, and through those conversations, getting the same goal and same approach. And I think when you think about that, you come to the one of the main values that I value in business is a mutual respect. And respect is big understanding of this work. So probably, you know, I would just advise people to pay attention to this. What kind of quality conversations we have in our daily life with colleagues and family, and do we have enough respect in that?
Well, I certainly appreciate those concluding remarks, and respect is so important in communicating in relationships. It all comes together. Ignis, really appreciate your time spent with us here today, and we all here at EPN wish you nothing but continued success with NCS Group. And speaking of which, where can listeners get more information on NCS Group online, and how can they also be in touch accordingly?
So we can be found by www.groupncs.com. And that's pretty much, you know, you can find a lot of information about us and what we do and our vision and mission and the clients we serve and approaches we have.
And of course, listeners, you can find the link within the show notes of this broadcast as well. Again, Mr. Jerkonis, all the best. Happy New Year, and thanks for joining us here today on EPN.
Thank you very much.
Again, we've been speaking with Ignis Jerkonis, an entrepreneur and CEO and co-founder of NCS Group, a group of companies serving one purpose, exceptional and customized freight forwarding services. And for further details, visit groupncs.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com. /live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.